I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Researchers developed an HIV/AIDS vaccine that's proven promising, but Food for the Hungry's Kim Buttonow says it's years away from field use. In the meantime, their team is involved in prevention, care, and support for people living with HIV. They'll continue to partner with churches in Mozambique, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Kenya, Uganda, and Haiti. Why? Buttonow says it's the hope of the gospel they need to hear most. And the Honduran government temporarily lifted its long curfew last week. Tensions continue due to the political turmoil. So far, no resolutions have been ironed out between the interim leader and the ousted president. Compassion International suspended their leadership development program activities and all child development centers until the situation's resolved. Pray they can resume being the hands and feet of Christ there. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Greg Yoder.